You know how sometimes you might have run across people who believe crazy things?
Yes.
Even yes. Even adults who are otherwise very, very smart.
I know.
Like dads, sometimes. Yes. There are people who are sometimes very, very smart people who may possibly believe, and you might have heard, that these people say things along the lines that Santa Claus does not exist. Okay? No. My time. This is the whole reason I became a priest. Okay. So, at least once a week, I get to talk. Nobody gets interrupted. All right. Now, I am here to tell you, authoritatively and definitively, that means faux show, that Santa Claus is for real. Okay? Absolutely. Now, I guarantee you there's people in the congregation who just cringed, but it's true, and I will explain. Now, how many of you have a grandparent that you don't call grandma or grandpa? Anybody? Okay.
Gimpy.
Okay, that's true. That's not the best example, but it's nice. We like that one. Do you know that if you come from someplace like Mexico, you call your grandparents Abby? Yeah. And if you come from someplace else, you call them Poppy. And if you come from Greece, they're like Papo. Yeah, all these different places call these places different things. Okay? And if you come from a different country, like St. Mark is called San Marco. I know, weird. There's a neighborhood in Jacksonville called San Marco. It's named after San Mark. And like these, there's different places where we call things different names. Okay? And so like how many of you have studied like history? Okay? And you know the three ships that Christopher Columbus came across the ocean on? What were they called? The Nina, the Pinta, and the... Oh, thanks all you who've been through high school. Show-offs. Told my kids not to answer. So, yes, Santa Maria. That's another way of talking about Saint Mary. Mm-hmm, yeah, the Virgin Mary. But, you see, in a place called the Netherlands, they have a different way of talking about saints. Instead of saying saint or san or Santa, they call him Cinder. I know, weird, huh? And instead of saying Nicholas or Nick or Nikki, they call Saint Nicholas Cinder Klaus. And it's true. Look it up. Wikipedia, very helpful. So, I know. Say, Sinterklaas is a Dutch way of saying St. Nicholas, okay? Now, so as the people from the Netherlands moved to America, basically in New York, way back like 200 years ago, 300 years ago, they brought their traditions with us, and they brought their traditions of St. Nicholas into their country, into our country. And so that's how we started doing all these things about St. Nicholas bringing gifts. Okay, but St. Nicholas, he really didn't look like the kind of guy that we see on all the wrapping paper and all that kind of stuff. Because you know what he was? He was a saint, but he wasn't just a saint, because there's all sorts of saints. I mean, frankly, everybody in here is a saint. Different kinds of saint, yeah. But he was a bishop. Yeah, he was a bishop. But he wasn't a bishop in a country way up north where it snowed all the time. He was a bishop in the kind of places where St. Paul traveled and St. Peter traveled. He was a bishop in a place called Asia Minor, which is now in Turkey. He was a bishop in a city called Myra. And it was kind of, He was kind of deserty. It was very warm. Okay. Yeah, it was in Turkey, and he was actually very wealthy, but his parents died when he was young, and so he was an orphan, and he was very, very wealthy, and he became in charge of the church, and so he had all this money. And you know why we have this tradition about him giving presents? How many of you hang up stockings at Christmas time? Okay, do you know that people actually used to wear stockings? Yeah, I know. Not the kind of things that you hang on your fireplaces, because those, who would want to wear those? Those are really weird. But they actually used to wear things that are called stockings that don't look anything like they hang on fireplaces. Don't know how that happened. Never mind that. But there were some people in St. Nicholas's city who had gotten into some trouble, and they were about to be sold into slavery. Yeah, they were going to be made slaves. And this one daddy had three daughters who were all going to be made slaves. And he was never going to get to see them again, and they were going to live horrible lives, and it was going to be all terrible. And he had nothing that he could do. And St. Nicholas found out about it. And he snuck by their house in the middle of the night, and he took gold, and he dropped it in their stockings, which were hung by their window. And he just dropped it in their stockings. And when he got up in the morning to get their stockings, there were these huge amounts of gold in all their stockings, which is why now we hang stockings around Christmas time. And sometimes you find gifts in your stockings, because that goes all the way back to the 300s when St. Nicholas lived, because we're in the 21st century now. So that's 17 centuries ago. Yeah, I had to think about that. Don't like math. So, but the other thing was, you know that at the end of our service, right before we go into the altar, we say this thing called the Nicene Creed. Well, the Nicene Creed came from a council called the Nicene Council, and he was actually there. I know, right? You're impressed, I can tell. He was at the Nicene Council, and that was all about this guy who was saying really horrible things about Jesus. He said Jesus wasn't God. And we know that's not true, because we know Jesus is God. But at the time, there were a whole bunch of people that kind of believed that, because the way he said it, it kind of made sense. This guy was named Arius, and he was a really bad guy. And Arius said, no, no, Jesus isn't God. He's like God, but he's not God. And Nicholas, he knew the truth about God, because he loved God with his whole heart. And so at this council of 300 bishops, can you imagine that many bishops in one place? There were 300 bishops all gathered together, and Nicholas was there. And this bishop, Arius, stood up, and he's like, no, no, Jesus is not God. He's like God. And Nicholas got so mad that he ran up to Arius, and he punched him in the face. True story. True story. Don't punch people in the face. They almost made him not a saint. Actually, they locked him up in jail. True story. So, no. Don't even punch your own self. So, now, here's the thing. St. Nicholas, he died. Okay? He's dead. But, just because he's dead doesn't mean he's gone. Because he believed in Jesus. He believed in Jesus with his whole heart. He was baptized. He lived his whole life for Jesus. He lived and died as a Christian. And so he died in the faith. And if you pay really close attention, today Father Ed's going to say something up at the altar, and he'll say something about, we join with angels and archangels and all the company of heaven who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. And St. Nicholas is part of that company of heaven. He's with us in heaven. And the Nicene Creed, which he helped write, says, we believe in the communion of saints. He's one of those saints. He is real. Santa Claus is absolutely real. Because he was a Christian. He lived and died. He ministered to thousands of people because he had a great ministry. He did something that we still do today. So if anybody ever tries to tell you that Santa Claus isn't real, you say, no, no, he absolutely is real. He's in heaven right now worshiping with the Lord. And we worship with him every time we go to communion because he's part of that company of heaven who's worshiping with us right now. Okay? And because St. Nicholas loved children and loved to give gifts to children, we have some gifts for you right now. Miss Liz is going to help you with that. Oh, so, no, I'm going to do that because this is why I had a wife, so she could help me with this. So, let's see. Here you go, and here you go, and here you go, and Nathaniel, and then, and then, oh, hello, and then John, and there's one for you. Give that one to Noah. And there's one for little Tegan. Pass that one back. And you want one too? Here, you can have that one too. Everybody get something? All right. And, by the way, we know that St. Nicholas, well, he went to be with Jesus on December 6th, which is today. So today is actually St. Nicholas Day. So happy Feast of St. Nicholas. So there you go. Now, Father Ed's already prayed for you, so you guys can go on to your class now. And I have totally shot everything your teachers had down for their plans for today. So they can have fun with that. And the rest of you are already seated, so I can be the one to awkwardly get up. And we can give ear to the reading of God's holy word. A word of explanation. The world is always trying to supersede what God is doing. It is always trying to trump what God has done. The best way of putting things in their proper place is by putting things in their right order. There is always this rivalry between Jesus and Santa Claus. There was once a cartoon that was made that was a wrestling match between the two of them. And at the sort of climax of the wrestling match, the two competitors looked at a bunch of children who were fighting, that were watching the bout, and they said, "Children, we need your help." And the children said, "Who do we root for?" And Jesus said, "Children, I save your souls." And Santa said, "I bring you Christmas gifts every year." And the children said, "Go Santa." Well, the fact of the matter is, St. Nicholas laid down his life for Jesus. And when we put that in the context for children, it makes things much more appropriate for them. And it makes them realize that Santa Claus, St. Nicholas, also loved Christmas. And at this time of year, his whole thought and mind and heart would have been focused on preparing for Christmas, as there should be. We shouldn't try and strike out Santa Claus from the celebration of Christmas and try and tell him, oh, he's not real, or don't believe in Santa Claus. We should tell them the truth about him, that he lived and died worshiping Jesus with his whole heart and mind and soul and strength, that he gave away his fortune to the poor, that he imperiled his own life because of the Roman Empire that was around at the time of his ministry, that he was so passionate about his love for Christ that he went to jail for his beliefs, even that he punched a heretic in the face. True story. Putting things in their proper context helps children put things in their proper context. We shouldn't try and make believe that things aren't real or they don't exist or try and strike them from our children's imaginations, we should try and correct our children's imaginations so they understand how these things fit into a Christian worldview. Because then as they grow up, they'll appreciate things as they should be and not have these sort of drab lives where they don't have any sort of fantasy lives or imaginations and be like, oh no, that's not real. No, they are real, and they're even more wonderful than the world would have them believe. They're truly glorious. Santa Claus is not some weirdo. He's alive now, worshiping at the throne of heaven, praising God. Every year, we give our children St. Nicholas gifts today, 3 weeks ahead of Christmas. And they look forward. They jumped up this morning. They ran out and they said, it's St. Nicholas Day. Yeah, it is. Let's go run to the chimney and see what happened. And there are always gifts that some have some sort of religious context. It's never just sort of, you know, it's a new Xbox game. Wouldn't have an Xbox. There is nativity scenes or something along those lines. Because that's something that St. Nicholas would have appreciated. So, anyway. That's the end of the children's sermon, the adult section, the postlude. Now, on to the adult sermon.